Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
It's Garbled Twistery. Sorry, I got distracted. What were we talking about? Oh, 1812. There's an election going on, and we got another potential vice principal candidate to set our beady little eyes on. Oh, and he looks quite familiar indeed. Why, it's Johnny Lang. Donnie! Long time no see, buddy. Looks like today we're going to be doing a rebroadcast, and if you're only looking for the new and updated info, it's at the 5 minute and 21 second mark, okay? So who was Lang Don Silva? Well, the story starts with the father, who was this super fancy farmer man who also liked to build ships and stuff. And the Langdons were a fancy pants family that came to Hot Dog Land all the way from England back in the 1600s, yo. Like, they were some of the first colonizers to show up in Portsmouth, which is, well, a port in the new car smell England. So anyways, Johnny Lang went to a school where the principal was some veteran of the Baguette and Powwow Wars that got his tuchus handed to him in some seizure something. It might come up in a bonus episode. And after doing all that regular old school stuff, Johnny became a clerk's apprentice. Fun times. I mean, he totally could have gone into the big money farming business like his dad, but he didn't want that. Not even his older brother wanted that. Like, the Navy seemed much cooler. What can I say? They lived in a port, right? So yeah, Johnny became a boatman who does boat stuff. Like, he was the captain of his own ship called the Androgynous Mache. I know, that name sounds like a pretentious black and white indie movie, but hey, what are you gonna do? But yeah, he would go to the Caribbean and do a bunch of trade stuff, just like his older brother was doing. like brother.
What?
No, really. These two rabble-rousers were making bank and buying Bentleys. But the thing is, the tea sippers out in the mother country weren't staying in their lane, and it was getting in the way of Johnny Lang's dollar-dollar bills, y'all. So he was, like, super into this revolution stuff. Like, he had a personal bone to pick. He was on a committee of correspondence in the newest Hampshire, and he was out there hanging out with the New England Patriots and stealing guns from British people for fun. When Continental Con Part 2 came around, he joined. But then, like, left because he wanted to help build a bunch of warships like a boatman. They even let the guy ride a pack of angry ponies to Sarah's toga party. Anyways, later on, Johnny would realize that he doesn't know what to do with all of his crazy merchant money. So like any reasonable American, he builds a freaking mansion and becomes the governor of New Hampshire. Yeah, and this dude was, like, super-duper involved with the whole government-coming-together process. Articles of Confetti, Johnny Boy was there. Constitution Con, Johnny Boy was there. The Senate, Johnny was there, and he was the prezi-wezi of the Senate, too. I know, there's a question that is on your mind, that is on everybody's mind when it comes to these old-school founding farts.
What's Johnny Lang Donnie's dealio about the slaves?
Well, here's the team. So, Jorge Washington's moving into the White House and stuff, and of course he just needs to bring some enslaved people with him, because who's gonna do the dishes, right? Well, one of those slaves, Oney Judge, gone away. And where does she escape to? Freaking New Hampshire, where Johnny Lang Donnie is the governor. So Johnny's daughter sees Jorge's runaway slave running through the streets, and eventually Jorge knows what's up. So after Oney's, like, hiding like a pro and even getting married and stuff, Jorge sends his bratty kid nephew to go and try and get Oney back into the bad end of the slave labor business. But she's all like, "You're joking, right?" No. This is when Johnny Lang Donnie comes in the clutch, okay? Cause, like, he was having dinner with Jorge's bratty nephew that same night. And it was at this dinner where the brat was like, quote,
"Lol, she doesn't want to be a slave anymore, so I guess I'm just gonna have to, like, kidnap her in the middle of the night, lol," unquote.
So Johnny Lang straight up took all the pigeons and got the word out on the DL so our girl Oni could go into hiding. Clutch, man. Clutch. I mean, sure, it's his fault Jorge even knew homegirl was in New Hampshire, but at least he tried to make up for it. Johnny knows what's up. Slavery is stupid. But, I mean, what else has this man been doing after that fiasco? There has to be a lot, right? Well, he did end up doing his part in the newest Hampshire legislature. And he was even their governor all the way up until like 1812 after he was their sneaker for a couple years. I mean, there was a year between 1809 and 1810 where he just wasn't doing anything for some odd reason. But his niece married Edmund from the Narnia books and stuff. I mean, he lived a long life. He's lived a long life. And all the Democrat Republicans liked him because he ended up flipping to their side after that Jay Treaty happened a hot second ago. So yeah, Tommy Jay was out here trying to get him to be the secretary person for the Navy. But this dude was like 70 years old. 70. So yeah, he declined. And also, this 1812 election is coming up, and all these Democrat Republican people are still looking at him like he's their grandpa, and they all want this dude to take the vice media gig. I mean, will he do it? It's freaking VP, not Secretary of the Boats this time. We'll have to wait and see, I guess. If you've got something to say about the episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, those recorders on that mushroom stage in Mario Kart, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com, find Garble Twistery, and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. I know! Exciting. There are more details about how this works on the Patreon page, but wait, there's more! If you become a patron of $5 or more, you'll get full access to an entire Patreon-exclusive season, and the suggestion box is open. So if you want a hand- and voice-crafted episode just for you, go on over to Patreon. Anyways, next time, we are halfway through the Vice Principals for 1812, and we got some more new faces to rant and rave about. Our next special guest, Bobby Davy Jones's Locker. Get hype.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
He's lived a long life.